Hey, everyone. I'm Katie McGregor Bennett, your host of AV Trade Talk. We have a special episode today. This is one that resulted from a quick conversation over the weekend where my buddy John reached out and said, hey, I've got something cool. I was wondering if you might want to be helping us put the word out. Of course, if you know anything about me, that's pretty much all you have to say. I will absolutely jump on and do a quick recording. This topic is... It's one that I know you guys are, some of you are lurking in dark corners and you're curious about it. Some of you are actually out there actively participating in. Does the word dink sound familiar? Okay. All right. I'm not exactly sure what it means, but John has a shirt on that says dink. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you haven't figured it out, the topic du jour is pickleball, but it's pickleball at CD Expo, which is really cool. We've never done this as a air quote structured thing. We're going to dive into that here in just a second. My guests today are Alex Capocilatro from Josh AI and John Siaka, who you guys know from all around the integration and writing space for the trade. Guys, thanks for jumping on quickly. We've just had an eclipse. How are we doing? Did you see it, Alex?
Yeah, I'm down in Dallas, Texas. Just saw the eclipse and it was awesome. Unfortunately, now back to work. Unlike John, who's going to go play pickleball.
You can finish most sentence about like John, he's going to play pickleball for me a lot of times.
Absolutely. And as you said earlier, before we were recording, something about have paddle, will travel. That's pretty cool. We'll have you explain all of that again now that we're recording. So, Alex, give us just a quick intro of yourself, what you do and what Josh is. And then, John, just follow him if you would. And we'll dive back into the topic. Sure.
So, name's Alex Capocilatro, co-founder, CEO of Josh AI. Josh is an AI forward home automation platform, voice control, and a lot of other stuff. I'm also the chair of Cedia. Now, this is not an official Cedia event yet. So I want to be clear, I'm not representing Cedia on this call. I'm just representing someone going to Cedia Expo who's excited about pickleball.
And I'm John Siaka. I am a principal at Custom Theater and Audio, which is an integration firm in Murrells Inlet, South Carolina. And in addition to that, I write very regularly for residential systems and sound and vision, and have been involved in the industry since 98 and have been involved in pickleball since 2022. So it is legalized heroin. Once you get it, it's like you get hooked in fast. That's
and all the cool kids are doing it.
Several of the cool kids are. We're trying to bring all of them in. Yeah.
See, and there's the segue, perfect segue. So we're trying to get all the cool kids to come out and play at Cedia Expo. This is really cool. So John, I think you were the one that maybe kickstarted the idea, maybe the two of you, I don't know, but tell me a little story about how this came to be, and then we're going to pause and we're all going to learn together what pickleball is all about.
So I played in my first tournament recently and I won. And I posted something about it and Alex saw it and, commented on, that I play and that I had won a tournament and we kind of talked back and forth and, started this like, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could get something together before Expo? So last year in Denver, Jeremy Glowacki, who's an editor of another magazine, I said, hey man, bring your paddle to Denver. We've got some free time. Let's play. So we Ubered out to a court and I was able to get him out there twice and we played. It was a ton of fun. And so this year, the thought was if we had, enough time involved, we could reach out and make it not only organized, but get a lot of people. Our kind of goal was somewhere around 40 people, give or take, but there would be room for more if we had the kind of interest where it could be, kind of an organized thing. But really, if we'll start talking about pickleball, but one of the things about pickleball is it's probably the most social sport. So really trying to make it way more about fun than about competition, winning and losing, more about mingling with people who are into the same things that you're into and having a fun time over, playing pickleball, hopefully having some high level games out there, but really getting to know a bunch of people and hopefully having this kickstart off something that maybe becomes a regular thing.
Yeah. And I just want to add, in addition to what John's saying, unlike some activities that have a long learning curve and you have to get really involved, maybe they cost a lot of money. John mentioned he just got into pickleball 2 years ago. It's been about the same for me. Although the sport's been around for a while, it really got popular in the last couple of years. And so no one should feel intimidated that it's something they haven't experienced. It's new for all of us. But what's great is it's popping up in every single city. And so, as he mentioned, we can do this during expo, we can do this during buying group events, we can do this whenever, you know, we get together. And so it's, in my opinion, an investment worth considering because it's so social and you can do it anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and like to just springboard on that, a really good paddle is $200. A decent paddle is $100. So the buy-in is really low. And as far as like the learning curve goes, I go out and play with my almost 8-year-old. She'll be 8 in 2 days. So it's not like you have to be, you know, really into sports, be really athletic background. I could teach you the basics of it and have you up and playing a game in 10 minutes. And I say that with no, you know, qualifications. I mean, 100%. You're not going to be fantastic at it, but you'll be good and able to play and be having fun. And people that have any sports background, especially if you have a paddle, like any, like a racket background, a lot of tennis players, a lot of racquetball players. One of the better players here was a Myrtle Beach ping pong champion. So he came to pickleball from ping pong. I mean, any of that kind of stroke, you know, you pick it up in minutes, and that's the thing. It's not like a lifetime to learn, you know?
So the obvious question that's going to, somebody is going to ask is it anything like beer pong? No, totally different. So.
No.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I just had to get that out of the way.
The beautiful love child of ping pong and tennis.
Okay.
It's so like it. I describe it to people at its most basic, at its most simple. It's kind of like big ping pong. You play with a paddle that's kind of about the size of a racquetball paddle, but it's solid like a ping pong paddle. And you're hitting with like a wiffle ball, essentially. It's not, but I mean, that's what it's most like. And at its most basic, you're just kind of playing big ping pong, you know, hitting it back and forth, you know, across this net. The court is about 40% the size of a tennis court, and the net is 2 inches lower in the middle. So it's about 2 inches lower all the way around.
It's also worth, I was just going to add, I can guarantee if you're an integrator, you have clients who are building pickleball courts at their homes. And so it's worth at least understanding because your customers are doing this.
I literally had a guy who just striped his driveway. You know, so it's like, it is, because once you start playing, it's like, it is addicting. Like there's like no other sport. It really is. I was a golf pro for 8 years and I love this way more than I ever loved playing golf, and the equipment I've broken in pickleball far less than I ever broken in playing golf.
Well, and you're not schlepping the same amount of gear back and forth. I mean, you said earlier, just paddle in the backpack and you're good to go. I assume you probably need some footwear.
You do. And I will say that's actually kind of an underrated thing. We joke in our house that pickleball eats feet worse than diabetes. My wife broke two bones in her foot playing, and I pulled a tendon in my ankle. With her, it was because she played in running shoes, which have a lot of flex front to back, but you don't have any lateral stability. So having the right shoes, is important. But I mean, again, I don't want that to be like, intimidating to people, because again, for a beginner, you could get out there and have fun and make it as hardcore or as light of a lift as you wanted to make and still have fun. It's not all about, you know, just going ham out there on the pickleball court.
It's also worth adding, you're typically going to play doubles pickleball, which means you have four people on a court, and a game usually lasts about 10 minutes. Maybe it goes a little bit longer, but they're pretty short games. So the exciting thing about doing this during expo is we can easily have a large number of people, relatively speaking, playing at the same time, and then the games turn over quickly. So there's not a lot of sitting around like other sports.
Yeah, and you know, to speak to that, our thinking was that we would try to make it where every game you have a new partner and are playing against new people. So again, make it the maximum amount of like, you know, intermingling, you know, as possible. Really trying to make it like, you know, hopefully you'll come away from this with, you know, 39 new friends. You know, so that's, you know, the vision.
This is so cool. And sort of, I was taunting you with the silly jokes about pickleball only because I know they're going to happen anyways. Matt Scott, I know, is going to come in.
I do not expect Matt to come out and play.
Although, if we can get Matt out on the court and just maybe change his opinion on it. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know if we're calling him out or anything. We'd never do such
a thing. It might not be big in Canada. I really don't know. I mean, it's certainly there's play around the world, but I think it's overwhelmingly bigger in the States than it's spread anywhere else so far.
Yeah. Well, and you said it's like the number one fastest growing sport.
For like several years, and like the percentage growth year over year is, I mean, staggering. Yeah. Staggering. I can tell you when we started playing, we have 10 courts here, and any given time we would go out there, I would have to call all my friends, and I would bring people in to just ensure that there were people there. I will go out there now at any given time, all 10 courts are filled and there are people waiting, and they've already got the city's building more courts by there. I mean, the demand is insane.
So let's talk about what we're doing at Expo.
So there's a big lead in. All right. So Pickleball the CD Expo. What do you guys got planned? What's going on? What's the gig?
John, you want to take that away?
Yeah. So again, the thought was to try to get as many people as are interested, whether you have experience or not playing, and kind of rent a venue where we would have some number of courts. We're thinking at least four, but maybe more depending on how much interest we get. The biggest kind of question mark that we're trying to answer right now is which day can we get the most people? And Alex created a survey, which you'll have the link to it. And so far we have, I think, 35 or 36 signups. And of those, I want to say 60% of them can play on Tuesday or Wednesday before Expo starts, which is like the 3rd and 4th of September. So trying to get as many people as possible that can all play on the same day and then narrow that down to the same time, that's the hurdle. But, you know, we want to make the lift as light as possible for players. Again, you know, we want a player to only have to bring themselves and the right attire and a paddle. And honestly, if they didn't even have a paddle, that probably would, we could probably fix that with trade outs or rentals at the place. There's going to be an entry fee. Go ahead.
Hey, any sponsors listening, we can, you know, do some really fun custom paddles with your logo on it.
Yeah. Boy, that would be a sponsorship right there. And again, like Alex said, we're looking to, you know, we're going to rent the courts. We'd like to have a t-shirt with, all the sponsors' logos on it. We'd like to have some refreshments. We'd like to have some prizes. We'd like to have, you know, balls and all that basic stuff. So any, manufacturers that wanted to help out with this, it is going to be a really light lift on their end, probably the least expensive thing they've ever contributed to, at an expo. I mean, probably like less than the cost of one dinner for two people. The goal is to make it fun and easy.
How much? So sponsorship wise, do you guys have an idea of what you're looking at or what do you need to cover?
I think that's the high number, depending on which place we rented the courts from, would be somewhere around $2,500, which would be court rental, t-shirts, refreshment budget, you know, all that kind of stuff. So really, you know, in kind of that altruistic many hands make the loads light kind of way, I'd like to get it, more companies involved at a really easy entry, you know, like $250-ish, $500, something like that. Obviously the more money that we have, we could do more things with prizes and things like that. Alex and I are not looking to walk away with any money on this. We're looking to walk away having put a stamp on this, that it is big enough that it can keep going from here. And you know, if there's enough interest year over year, we could maybe make it into something really big and, you know, an annual thing. But the first step is going to be the small one, and that's where we are right now. But honestly, you know, really more than the money, I think at this second, what we really need is the willing and able players that can all come on the same day. Like I said, I think, you know, overwhelmingly, it's going to happen on probably Tuesday or Wednesday. We just think it's going to be too crazy to do it within the show. We don't want to take anything away from the expo, right? People are coming to Denver for expo. This is a fun thing to kick off the show, not to get in the way of it. And we think that at the end of the show, too many people just bail out of town. So I think it's got to happen on Tuesday or Wednesday.
And I also want to just add, knowing some of the people who have shown interest, this is an amazing way to spend about, what do you think, John, maybe 4 hours in total with some of the most incredible people at CEDIA Expo, people that are with, you know, CEDIA on the board, people that are with manufacturers, people with the reps, really great integrators from around the world. This is a very social sport. And so even aside from the game itself, to get that time with this level of people, it just makes the CEDIA week that much more special.
Yeah, I agree. And the community, the opportunity that the events like this, the pickleball at CEDIA Expo, those kind of events for building community and really just getting to know people at a much more personal and human level. We experienced this with AV Yoga, and it was similar in that you didn't need to have any experience. You didn't need to put in a lot of investment. You just needed to dedicate the time. And what we've all gotten out of that is beyond explanation. I mean, you've heard me talk about that quite a bit. So I'm so excited and happy that you guys reached out to me to promote this. I am going to say KMB is in, and we will be talking about sponsorship coming on in for KMB Communications for Pickleball at CEDIA Expo. But this is a call to all of you listening in to rise to the occasion as well and be part of this. These are the things that we need to be supporting and creating a stronger community and one based on fun is, I mean, you know, it's kind of what this whole thing is about. So I would vote for Tuesday personally, just to give Wednesday a little bit of a day of recovery and sort of shift gears into, but I'll submit my form here and then my vote. Speaking of
I'll come in at 10. You tell me when and I'll be there. If I got to come a day, I'll be it. But the thing is, you know, if it's just me and Alex, that would be fine. Really, we'd have a great time. But I think what's going to make this thing super special is, like Alex said, if we can get a lot of people out there and, you know, you learn so much about somebody when you do something with them that's kind of outside of work. And it is, you'll laugh, you'll have a good time, no matter what level of player you are. It's just insanely fun. Despite what Matt Scott says, I encourage everyone to give it a try.
The last thing I just want to mention is we've spoken a lot to the new players. I just want to make sure if you're someone who plays all the time, if you're a 4-0, you know, 5-0 player, we're still going to have awesome games for you. Just looking at who's signing up, the idea is that we don't want to pit super advanced players versus people who have never played before, but we're going to have a handful of people like John who win tournaments. I mean, I think we're going to get some really good games.
Yeah. And again, the one last thing is, like, our, you know, we had talked about how could we do this? Would it be a tournament? What would it be? And we kind of settled on, we've asked everybody on this form just to roughly say what kind of a player they are, from beginner up to, like, you know, 4-0 plus, which in pickleball lingo, 4-0 plus is you're pretty experienced. And we're going to try to, depending on how many people we get, I have at least two kind of like divisions, if you will, like an A, which would be a skilled player, and a B, which would be a less skilled player. And then we'll pair you up into AB versus AB. So you're playing with a skilled player if you're a beginner player, some BB against BB. So you have some beginners against each other and some AA on AA. So we really try to make it so you'll get to play a lot of games, you know, where you can find your skill and, you know, have a great time out there.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, you guys, again, I'm so excited that you're doing this. For those of you on the listener side, if you want to jump in on this, the form that the guys were talking about earlier is a Google form. You will find a link to that in the show notes. I'm also going to publish that over on KMB's Facebook, LinkedIn, and website. So KMB Communications, I know you're following us on all of those platforms. So you'll find information there. And I'm sure if you're following Alex and John, you'll see it there as well. So if you have any trouble finding that form, just reach out to me through whatever platform you are most comfortable on, and just let me know that you need the link and I'll make sure that you get it. So I'm Katie McGregor-Bennett, your host of AV Trade Talk. This has been a conversation about pickleball at CEDIA Expo with Alex Capasolatro and John Siak. Guys, thank you so much for joining. Very quickly, before we run screaming from the building, can you share, if people wanted to reach out and connect with you, how would they do it? Alex first, then John.
Sure. Best thing is just send me an email, alex@josh.ai.
My email is almost as simple as Alex's. It's still AOL. It really is. It's JMDLS, like John, Mary, David, Lynn, Sam, @AOL.com. And I'll tell you a little secret. That was a contraction of mine and my wife's initials. When we first got married, we thought how great it would be to share an email address. And then we decided maybe not so great. So that's what the JMDLS is for.
And I think you all should just send them an email, because when was the last time you sent an email to someone at AOL.com? Sorry, John.
It always gets through. The more spammy, the better, actually. AOL really lets those go.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you will definitely be hearing more about pickleball at CD Expo and other great events that are taking place at the show. Registration opens, I believe, on April 28th. And I'm working behind the scenes on a couple of things that I'm pretty excited to announce. One of the things I'll share with you guys quickly is Day of Discovery at CD Expo. We're bringing design build professionals back to the show floor. That one I'm super excited about. And you'll hear more about that later. Until then, if there's a topic you'd like to discuss, just reach out, shout out, let me know what it is, and let's have that conversation on one of my podcasts. You've got AB Trade Talk here, and you've also got Connecting Tech and Design. I'm here to help you share your story, so I look forward to hearing from you. Until then, take good care. We'll catch you around the event. Bye-bye.